I'm going to cover the 16 signs that your body needs more nutrition. Now, the problem is when I teach you this information, you're probably going to want to evaluate your friends and family and neighbors. If you do that, don't mention my name. Sometimes it offends people if you're talking about certain, I don't know, skin problems they have on their nose or something like that. So we're going to dive through all 16, but you need to kind of know, first of all, why people are deficient. It could be because you're just not eating nutrient-dense foods, or you're eating foods that are grown on soils that don't have the right nutrition, or even like grown in water, like hydroponic. You can also be deficient if you have genetic weaknesses, or if you have low stomach acid and you can't break down certain things like proteins and you can't extract minerals. Or let's say, for example, you don't have a gallbladder or you have a gallbladder problem, you're not going to be able to absorb vitamin A, D, E, and K. All right, here we go. Let's dive right in. Number one, brittle nails. This usually means low protein. And this is common in horses because a horse will keep eating until it gets enough protein. And sometimes if there's too much carbohydrate in the grass, like in the spring, they'll end up eating too much just because they're trying to get enough protein. In the process, they get too many carbs. And this is really common in humans. We keep eating until we get enough protein. And so if you're eating a bag of chips, for example, that has no protein, it's very easy to down many bags of chips because we constantly are trying to fulfill this protein requirement. All right, number two, blue sclera. And what's happening is you are iron deficient, okay, anemic. The whites of your eyes are starting to turn blue, okay? And you're seeing this transparent collagen, which allows us to see the venous part of your blood, which is blue. All right, if you have pain in the tip of your scapula on the right side, that means you are deficient in bile from the gallbladder. And if you're deficient in bile, you'll tend to develop gallstones. All right, the next one is tetany. It's that little twitch that just kind of twitches underneath the left eye or it could be in the arm. What that is a magnesium deficiency. Magnesium regulates this amount of calcium. And so now we don't have the normal contraction and relaxation going on because a lack of magnesium accelerates the nerve impulses. So you get this like this extra twitching thing that goes on in your body. Next one, flaky, scaly skin. That is a classic omega-3 deficiency. It also could mean you're consuming too much of the omega-6 because they both compete, as in too much soy oil or corn oil or canola or cottonseed oil or safflower oil or sunflower oil. Instead, you want to have more like fish oil, especially like cod liver oil. Next one is high blood pressure. The first deficiency that I would look at is a potassium deficiency. Potassium supports the tone of the arteries. It helps keep the arteries softened, and it also helps reduce adrenaline and reduce the sympathetic nervous system, that flight or fight mechanism that keeps your blood pressure high. Also, potassium helps regulate the fluids, especially balancing out sodium. All right, next one is excessive worry. Okay, this is a classic B1 deficiency. If you took some B1, you would feel really calm and you wouldn't worry as much. Even though there's something to worry about, your worrying is going to be a lot less. All right, next one is hyperthyroidism. The deficiency for this one is boron. Now, if you were going to take boron, I would recommend you also take it with all of the trace minerals at the same time. So that way you don't knock out another trace mineral because they all tend to work together. But boron's good for a lot of different things. It's actually in borax, like laundry detergent. But boron's also important for your bone health. It helps increase magnesium absorption, and it can also reduce inflammation. But it's also good for someone who has a hyperthyroid problem. All right, next one is hypothyroidism. The key trace mineral for this that's usually deficient is something called selenium. Selenium allows the conversion from a T4 to the T3, the active form of the thyroid hormone. So when you think about Hashimoto's, think selenium. Next one is hip clicking or joint clicking. If you're getting this excessive clicking, the deficiency in this situation is vitamin D3. Now, to fix it, you have to increase your vitamin D3 to at least 20,000 IUs or more, because one really interesting function of vitamin D3 is remodeling of the joint. Pretty wild, eh? All right, next one is low testosterone. This is a classic zinc deficiency. Zinc will increase testosterone. The way you become deficient with zinc is eating too many grains, okay, because of the phytic acid, or too much refined sugar. One of the best foods for zinc is red meat or shellfish or seafood. All right, next one is your hair is just taking way too long to grow. What's deficient in this situation usually is manganese, okay, the trace mineral called manganese. Again, anytime you take a trace mineral, take it in a blend of all of the trace minerals. Next one is premature graying of your hair. This is usually a vitamin B5 deficiency. Now, vitamin B5 is good also for your adrenals. And of course, the more support you have with the adrenals, the less stress. But vitamin B5 also supports this enzyme called catalase, which can then help clear out more of the hydrogen peroxide,
which can build up in the body.
Next one is red gums. This is a classic vitamin C deficiency. It could also be that you're consuming too much sugar because vitamin C and sugar compete. And one of the foods that has the most vitamin C is raw sauerkraut. Next one is feeling weak. This is a sodium deficiency. You just need to consume more sea salt. And last one is you're bruising easily. Okay. This is a vitamin K1 deficiency.